And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 11th of October, 2014. It's the birthday of the French novelist François Mauriac, born in Bordeaux, 1885. He was staunchly Catholic in an era when Albert Camus and Jean-Paul Sartre were bringing existential philosophy into French culture. Mauriac, too conservative for progressives, not Catholic enough for the Catholic establishment. Got into a famous dispute with Albert Camus after World War II. Camus felt that every Nazi collaborator should be ferreted out and given a harsh punishment. Mauriac had been a member of the resistance, but he took issue with Camus, arguing that France should focus on unity, not on punishing collaborators. They attacked each other for a time. He continued writing, publishing, until his death at the age of 84 in 1970. It's the birthday of a physicist, Lewis Fry Richardson, born Northumberland, England, 1881, the first to apply mathematical techniques to predict the weather accurately. Wrote a book about it in 1922, Weather Prediction by Numerical Process. The problem with the theory was that it took him about 3 months to predict the weather for the next 24 hours. It had to wait until the advent of the computer to work. It was on this day, 1962, Pope John XXIII convened the first session of the Second Vatican Council, Vatican II, as a result of which Catholics were allowed to pray with Protestants and go to weddings and funerals in Protestant churches. Priests were encouraged to perform Mass facing the congregation, and priests were allowed to perform Mass in languages other than Latin. And it's the birthday of the founder of the YMCA, George Williams, 1821, Dulverton, England. He went to London, got a job in a draper's shop, and was horrified by living conditions. Young men coming in from the country find a job working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and their only entertainment, whatever they could find on the streets of London, streets filled with gamblers and drunks and prostitutes. He wanted to create a place where they could hang out and make friends and find recreation, and that was the first YMCA. Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, Voices Inside and Out, for Hayden Carruth. When I was a child, there was an old man with a ruined horse who drove his wagon through the back streets of our neighborhood, crying, "Iron! Iron!" meaning he would buy bedsprings and dead stoves, meaning for me and the years since the mine's steel and the riveted girders of the soul. When I lived on Ile Saint-Louis, a glazier came every morning crying, "Vitre, vitre," meaning the glass on his back, but sounding like the swallows swooping. Years later, at evening, outside my high windows in Perugia, in my boyhood summers, Italian men came walking ahead of the truck, calling out the ripeness of their melons, and old Jews slogged in the snow, crying, "Brooms, brooms!" 200 years ago, the London shop boys yelled at people going by, "What do you lack?" A terrible question to hear every day. Less and less, I think. The Brazilians say, "In this country we have everything we need except what we don't have." Jack Gilbert's poem, Voices Inside and Out, from his collected poems published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.